SBS Radio.
Some Australian research shows that about one in four cases of child sexual abuse is actually peer-on-peer sexual abuse. So kids abusing other kids, so older kids in particular abusing younger kids. But what we did was look at why that might be happening and ask people. And it's actually a really complex problem because kids may have been sexually abused themselves, or they might be living in domestic and family violence situations and a whole host of things. But we asked people what they thought was causing it, and over three quarters of people said that they thought it was sexually explicit material online that was causing problem behaviours in kids.
Yeah, and so these problem behaviours can be detected, but what can be considered as problematic sexual behaviours?
They're unwanted touching and things like that from one child to another child, and they can be really serious. They can, you know, be as serious as being considered as rape. It can be socially unacceptable behaviours in public, any behaviour that makes another child feel uncomfortable, unsafe or hurt, that's of a sexual nature.
So parents and carers have to be really, really careful and observe those behaviours.
Yeah, and what we know is that kids develop sexually the same way they develop everything else. And so they learn by watching other people, they learn by talking to their friends, they learn, you know, in a variety of different ways, and they have natural curiosity about that things, and sex is no different. Unfortunately, sex is one of those things as a society we don't talk openly with kids about, so they often get information from sources like online that isn't necessarily a good source of information.
Well, children being children, they might not know whether this is socially acceptable or not, and they might not know that it's wrong what they're doing.
Absolutely. They might not know that it's wrong, and they might not know that the other child doesn't like it. And in fact, we have a protective behaviours program we use with little kids, and we talk to them about when you don't want someone to touch you and what that feels like and those kind of things, and that you have the right not to be touched if you don't want to. And a lot of kids say, wow, I didn't know that that made that person feel yuck, and so I won't do that anymore. So, yes, we need to have conversations with them.
Yeah, and really parents are very busy nowadays, and I see sometimes I see parents just delegating the upbringing of their kids to their iPad or something like that. They don't really they're so busy. The kid comes home, TV, iPad, and that's all they know about upbringing their kids. But what are the problematic sexual behaviors they should be really looking for in children, instead of just letting them play with their little electronic devices?
Well, I think there are three things they can do, and we're calling them the three S's this Child Protection Week. They're really simple. Parents can secure the devices. So we know that parents might use all sorts of things on and access all sorts of things on their devices. And if it's adult content that they have little kids that they don't want to see, then make sure you've got a passcode on your device, or you lock down certain apps or the browsers on your device so that kids can't use them. So that's number one, secure your devices. And number two is supervise your kids online. And this doesn't necessarily mean you have to watch everything they do, but take an interest and have a look at what they're browsing. You can use filters on browsers and ways to control the content they're looking at. And then the third S is to sit down and have a chat with the kids about things they might see online, because sexually explicit material is everywhere. It comes up in ads for things on you know, when kids are browsing on the internet and they click on the ads. It's absolutely everywhere. And I think, you know, kids are naturally curious and they will go and have a look, but they're not necessarily equipped to understand that what they're seeing isn't reality about people's relationships. It's paid pornography actors, you know, so they need to have a good conversation with kids and say, look guys, that's not real. And those people aren't necessarily enjoying what they're doing, or put this into some kind of real context.
Yeah, and I have to remind our listeners that you are the Executive Director of Services with ACT for Kids, which is a not-for-profit organization providing prevention, early intervention, and therapeutic programs to children who have been abused. Now, before I let you go, would you have a message or something that I may not have touched on during this conversation that you would like to relay to our listeners?
Yes, if you don't know how to talk to kids about tricky subjects like sex, if you would like more information on keeping your kids safe online, or any information about some of the things that I've talked about, we've got a special page on our website at the moment. So if you go to actforkids.com.au, you'll be able to find out more information.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.